This ain't fucking good at all.
Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Ben, my name's Chad Coomer with C2 Pump Service.
Hello, Chad. Good morning. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. I can't see who that is calling me. Wow. Well, the reason I'm calling is ever since that I've signed up with Local Splash, it was supposed to put me on the first page of Google and make everything happen, which I was already number 4 on there. I'm not even on the 4th or 5th page now. There is something going on with what y'all do and what I pay y'all to do that y'all aren't doing.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take a look here. So sorry to hear about the hassles.
There was a lady that was, I was talking to her and then I lost her and I couldn't, she was on the phone a minute ago and she was searching into it if y'all are in the same office.
Oh, okay. Do you recall who you were talking to?
I don't recall her name.
Oh, with Joyce, I think. I see it here. Let me just pull this up. So she was, you were already working with her?
Yeah, I would rather have the person that I signed up with, the one that gave me all the empty promises, because I really don't care to chew your ass or her ass over something that hasn't happened because he didn't do what he promised he would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I understand, right? And at the end of the day, this number that you're calling is for your dedicated team for the performance, right? So at this point... You know, we want to make sure that we're on the same page with all aspects. I can go ahead and, you know, check if the specialist is available. The rep that signed you up, let me check if he's available, okay? Because usually, you know, once you sign up, you are transferred over to our department. So we just make sure that it's fulfilling. Okay, so let me just take a look.
And does it show anything on your end that y'all are doing something?
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and just show you exactly what is being done. I noticed that we were going to build a website, you know, but we needed access to the domain. But
we can forget about that.
Okay.
I mean, we failed miserably at Google Business Profile and the other stuff y'all are doing for me, and I was gonna cancel about a month ago, and he said, hey, please, just keep it at this. We'll make it right. We'll get it done. And it's done nothing but drop more. And, like, I don't think anybody's doing anything. To be quite honest, like, my phone's quit ringing. Everybody's telling me it's just a slow season. And then I asked my son, I said, check and see if I'm even coming up on ChatGPT or any of that. And he checked ChatGPT. I'm not there. I'm not even on the 4th or 5th page of Google Business Profile. Like, and I was on the top page when I handed it over to y'all.
All right. Let me go ahead and look into that, Chad. What was it exactly that you were searching? Septic services in Lubbock or what was it that you
were searching? Yeah, just septic service, Lubbock, Texas.
Septic service, Lubbock, Texas. Okay. Let's see where you were at. Now, for example, when we mentioned ChatGPT, for example, right? ChatGPT, it's basically, that has to do more with the website. For ChatGPT, there's something that is added to the code that we usually take care of. So our websites are optimized to come up for AI, you know, for ChatGPT, for Gemini, for Siri, you know, there's a lot of them. So there's a special coding that needs to be on the website. So currently we're promoting your own website, right? So with that, any coding adjustments, we need to make them through our design, right? Even if it's your own, the same name of the website, it's the same name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the design would be different. It would include that particular coding that is needed. Right, it's called language model text. It's a special coding. So that would definitely take care of that. Okay. Now, in regards to the Google Business Profile, right? As you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that you're on the top 3 for, you know, all the keywords within your service area. Now, something that we do need to keep in mind is the fact that it is a competition that we're having with these other businesses that are out there. Now, for example, Action Air Plumbing, they're under septic services. They're coming up as number 3, even though they're, you know, they have around 1,300 reviews. So I did want to ask, because you were higher when you started. Were you using Google Ads before?
I'm still using Google Ads, and that's the only calls I really ever get anymore are call from Google, you know, and then it charges me $30-$40 for the call because it's cost me $800 to $1,000 a month for everything to be, here's a customer calling, call them 240-0985.
Okay, so you're using Google Guaranteed on your own?
I don't know how I'm in that. 240-0985. I don't know how all that works. Like, I'm not good with a computer. I'm not good with any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. And that's what we're here for, right? At the end of the day, we're here to help you out, right? But as you can imagine, right, it's basically you and us against the other businesses that are out there, right, to get you to that top spot. So as you can imagine, Google being a business, right, there's certain sections on Google where we're looking to stand out. So for the SEO, you know, for the the optimization that we're doing, you know, we're consistently creating updates on the Google business profile to get your business to stand out. Now, as you know, the ranking, there's a few factors that are taken into consideration. I'm going to send you a little screenshot of the post that we've been making. Actually, the last one that we made was 3 hours ago, right? The one before then was about 6 days ago. So we're consistently creating those updates on Google. But, for example, the ranking, it also takes into consideration the reputation, for example, or the reviews. Not necessarily how many reviews, but a certain consistency with the reviews, right? That's one of the things they look into. Another thing they look into is the investment in ads. For example, with the package that we're running, we're not running any Google ads or any sponsored program. Now, you're saying that you're running it on your own. Now, do you know if they're sending them to the website or are you being charged on a per call basis? Do you know who's running that for you?
I think, I don't know who runs that for me. Like, I have no clue.
Okay. No, and I get it. And that's fine, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're saying that's where you're only getting phone calls at as of right now, right? And that's what we want to address.
Yes.
So, for example, with the package that you have, you know, the $149 package that we set up, we're promoting your own phone number, right? We're promoting your own website.
Yeah, because when we were using that call deal or whatever from y'all, every time I'd answer the call, it would die, and I'd have to call them back on my phone, you know, whatever number came through on Local Splash, because that fake phone number or whatever y'all were putting out there wasn't working. I wasn't getting the calls. When I would get the calls, they would die.
Oh, man, okay.
So I called back, and that's when I was like, dude, just put my normal phone number out there. Like, quit trying to track how many phone calls you're sending or how many this. I said, because whatever's working is not working on y'all's end with your computer side of the, you know, transferring the call to my phone number when they're calling 244 number, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No, and that's definitely a very good reason, right, to stop using it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the phone call is one of the most crucial steps for us, right? What we want
right.
to do is get you work, right? We want to make you a profit with what you're investing. So at the end of the day, the call tracking number, we use it to identify, you know, the calls and see how much you're actually making with the campaign. Now, if we don't use it, then the calls are not going to register on the dashboard, right? So that's probably
right.
why you don't see any calls recently from the Local Splash app. With that being said, For example, if I look at the Google map, you know, in the last 30 days, I see the ad, the Google map itself has loaded about 230 times, 235 times. 12 people click the website, 9 people hit the little call button on the Google business profile. Now from there, you know, like we said, the information is public, so you could get, you know, spam, you could get a competitor. You know, those are things that happen, right? But that's
yeah, and that's what I'm getting right now is people calling and just, you know, quizzing me about pricing, and then I get charged from Google for that call. And they're just price checking.
And are you disputing those? Because if you're paying per call, those shouldn't be valid.
I don't know how to dispute them. I don't know how to do any of that stuff, sir. Like,
Yeah. No, and I get it. And if somebody's running those for you, right, they should be able to dispute them.
Yeah, I ran those ads from the very get-go, and I have two separate ads that run, and they just charged me astronomical money every month for whatever calls they send, and it's crazy. If I had a Google number I could call, I would call them and go from there. I mean, but y'all show that y'all are doing what you do on your end?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to the tools that we have at our disposal, we're using all of them. Right now, like we said, we could be doing better if we are able to apply our website. You know, part of the SEO is how well you comply with their guidelines. So the websites that we build, they're made to comply at 100%. So that's always.
Do you have a number I can call you back at in a few minutes?
You can call me back at the same number. I'll keep a look.
What's your extension?
You can hit extension number 1. Like we said, you can
extension
just...
Extension number 1.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And your name, sir?
My name is Ben.
Ben. Okay, I'll call back here in just a minute, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, I'll keep a lookout here.
And we'll... Yeah, I mean, because the wind's blowing, I can't work today, it's nasty, and we'll see what we got to do.
We'll figure this out. I really appreciate the
time.
I'll keep a lookout.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chad. Bye-bye.